What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And one of our listeners just wrote on in with yet another suggestion for dealing with malware. And it's actually a good one. It does take a lot of work, and it's called a full image backup of your hard drive. And, of course, it requires having a backup drive of at least the same, if not more, capacity. And it literally makes a ghost of your system drive. So if the system drive gets hit with ransomware or something that cripples it, you can basically boot the backup software off a CD-ROM and copy the image back to the system drive, and everything will be fine. Of course, you have to do that on a regular basis, or you're going to lose a lot of work. If you can set it up to be automated, that really is the way to go. And that's actually what we do here, is every day right after the radio show, system drive gets backed up to a separate outside drive. All righty, now then, getting on back to the economy. Rather interesting phenomenon. This is coming out of Investment Watch blog. Investors, meaning foreign investors, are starting to pull out of the U.S. for the first time in years. And they're starting to put their money into foreign stock markets, which are basically outperforming the U.S. Now, yes, we have our market rigging going on here, but everybody knows that's what's going on, and the actual underlying stocks are not performing very well. We've all seen the first quarter numbers coming on in, and they're abysmal. Now, do you remember all the way back under George Herbert Walker Bush, there was the SNL bailout. It was actually tied in with the CIA's Iran-Contra money laundering that was going on. And basically, it was done to send a message to foreign investors that it was safe to invest your money in the United States of America, and if you made money, you could take it, you could keep it. But if you lost money, as happened in the SNL meltdown, the American taxpayer would be made to cover all the losses. So the American investment market was being sold to foreign investors as a cannot-lose proposition, and it did trigger a lot of investment into this country. And again, following 2008, again, the same thing. Investors who were harmed by the mortgage-backed security meltdown were compensated, their money reimbursed at the expense of the taxpayer. Well, it's a powerful lure, but foreign investors are starting to get the idea that the U.S. government may not be able to do that much longer because of the degree the American people have been impoverished. We don't have the money to make good on bad Wall Street investments. And that may be another reason that foreign investors are pulling out. Now, apparently, Josh Sigurdsson, in an interview with John Sneeson, is talking about Wells Fargo Bank. And apparently, they're making some dramatic moves as if they're preparing for a major upset. Remember, last week we reported even J.P. Morgan Chase is saying it's going to happen this year. It's going to happen this year. And everybody is getting nervous. We all know it's been coming for a long, long time. It's very hard to say when it's going to happen because, as I keep pointing on out, the people in charge, they have the ability to change the rules. And they just keep changing the rules to keep things ticking along a little bit longer, in the hope that when it all finally comes apart, it'll be after they have left office or retired or moved on. And they've kicked that can down the road so much, it looks like an old bubblegum wrapper at this point. Very bizarre story. Apparently, the New York Fed has issued a statement saying that $500 trillion in derivatives remains an important asset class. In other words, the derivatives are considered and being treated as an asset, which only works if you could actually collect on them. That's not going to happen. A lot of magical thinking on Wall Street here right now. We're going to take a phone call here. James in Minnesota, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
I've been listening to you for about 2 years now. I'm in my early 20s. And I got to say, very interested in every aspect you have, and you seem to be spot on. And I don't want to take you off on a jag here, but I just kind of wanted to talk about the economics and how the things are going on in the United States.
Okay.
Well, I know you've been talking about how hard things are out here in the United States, and I definitely agree with you. You know, I've been working full-time. I had lived in my car for several years. And I got to tell you, I really don't know how a lot of these people do it. Like, rent, you got to have three times, you know, the three times the amount you make. You have to have that in order to be able to rent things. And, man, it's just so hard out here.
It is. It's hard everywhere. Like I said, Claire and I did sort of a mini staycation, and we went over to the Windward side to visit some friends we hadn't seen in a while, and we hadn't been over there in a long time. And we were just looking at how everything was deteriorating. The roads are full of holes. We were driving along the street and just empty retail space after empty retail space after empty retail space and homeless people everywhere. It really is. We are past the worst of the Depression of the 1930s, only nobody wants to admit it. But it really is hard out here. And where it's all failing, the reason it's going to fail, is the people on Wall Street and in the government are still convinced there's a lot of money out here somewhere among the American people. They just have to figure out a way to tax or scam it out of us and all will be well. No, the well is dry. The well is absolutely dry. They're going to put their claws out and scrape on back, and all they're going to get are wood chips.
Yep, totally in agreement. What do you think we need to do in order to try and change this? I mean, the government's so corrupt, and we all know it, but what can we really do?
We're going to have to let it crash. You know, we got to stop thinking about, the government and the larger issues. It's time to pull on back and start thinking, how do I best take care of myself and my family and my neighbors and my friends? And that's it. Because it is going to crash. That's why they're so desperate to get a major war going. They hope that the American people will be distracted by it, because that's what happened the last two times the private central bankers and the government got the economy this messed up. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. Look how many countries the U.S. has invaded, drone struck, regime changed, and there's still more on the list, all the way up to and including Russia and China.
Yeah, totally, my man. I'm in total agreement with you. All right, well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. This is just the first time calling in. You know, it's a pretty cool experience. I thank you for everything you do, and just keep up the good work, Mike.
All right, well, thank you, and good luck. I hope things improve for you. I want things to improve for all of the ordinary American citizens. But right now, we have a government that seems totally focused on war, Israel, globalism, and they seem oblivious to the harm and suffering they're causing to we, the American people. It's angering in the extreme. And I understand that people are angry. And it's okay to be angry. Anger is a survival mechanism. So, okay to go with that. All right, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Speaking of anger, Greece is considering a new constitutional referendum that would change their election system. And apparently this is in response to the people of Greece feeling like they were cheated by Tsipras, who campaigned on getting out of the EU and the ECB and dealing with Greece's unpayable, out-of-control debt. And not too surprising, his approval ratings are plummeting. And apparently people are saying that this attempt to change the Constitution is an attempt to hang on to power, the way we saw over in Turkey with their referendum. Everybody is moving toward dictatorship to protect the wealth and power of those who are already wealthy and powerful. And apparently Germany is still demanding that Greece push through what are called drastic reforms. If they're going to get any more bailout payments. And by drastic reforms, it means cutting the pensions, just cutting off the old people, let them go on out and die, cutting public services, cutting maintenance, and the selling of Greek national assets into private hands. This is the move. This is when the bankers take over the world. They're conquering the world with bits of paper with colored ink all over it. Apparently over at the G7 meeting. People were leaving it after the summit, and reporters and observers were saying they didn't look too happy about what they heard inside here. Spain's sixth largest bank is saying they have liquidity until the end of the year. After that, they don't know what's going to happen. Here in the United States, up in Anchorage, Alaska, economic confidence is plummeted into what's called uncharted territory. And they're very pessimistic about the local economy, more so than they have been in years. Apparently, Alaska is in a major recession. It really is getting close. I don't know how they're going to hold it up, especially when every solution offered for our declining economy basically amounts to pouring in money at the top and hoping some of it will sinter down to the people. And it doesn't work that way. It didn't work in Reagan's day. It doesn't work today. Saving an economy is like moving a house. It has to be picked up by the foundation. And in the economy, that's the working and middle classes. If you try and move a house by grabbing it by the roof, which is what TARP and QE and bailout are, the structure will shatter. It can't be done. Right now, we're seeing the worst restaurant tailspin since 2009-2010. Rising household debt precludes consumption, including eating out. That's really what's going on. That's what's locking up the economy. That's why people aren't going to the shopping malls and buying things. That's why there's so many empty retail spaces. In fact, little side story here. As you know, the Radio Shack near my home went out of business a while ago. And since I was over on the Windward side, they have a Radio Shack there in the Windward Mall. And I said, oh, good, I can pick up a couple of little jacks and some heat shrink tubing that I need. And I go on in there. They're having their going out of business sale. A lot of empty storefronts in that mall, and they're trying to keep their business going. They're actually having a farmer's market inside the shopping mall. All along the rails there, they've got all these tables from local farmers who are selling produce. Signs are everywhere. Now, over in Europe, the European Central Bank publishes their economic forecasts. The European Commission publishes their economic forecasts, and all of a sudden, they're going in opposite directions. They're not in agreement, and that is making a lot of people very, very nervous. Somebody is either wrong or they're fibbing, trying to make things look better than they really are. Well, look at this country. They're still claiming a 5% unemployment rate in a nation where 90 million Americans have been unable to find work for weeks, if not months. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was listening to Mike Cernovich this morning, and he's claiming that, and keep in mind, he's been breaking a lot of stuff lately. He's claiming that Trump, when they decided to fire Comey, they intentionally withheld that information from Spicer and Priebus, and there was no leaks on that information. So he basically concluded that they've narrowed down their leaks to those two individuals, and that's what's behind their being shown the door. And just once again, Cernovich has been spot on with a lot of his inside info.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Well, again, Trump's White House has had a problem with leaks. There's no question about that. It's good that he's getting them under control. The reality is, looking at Congress and all this partisan fighting, they're obviously paralyzed from actually doing anything like their job or governing. And as long as Trump is dealing with all these leakers and contrary agendas in his own White House, he can't be as effective as he needs to be. So he does need to lay down the law. Donald Trump needs a White House staff that's on the side of Donald Trump in order to go on out and do what it is he wants to do. Again, I think it was Priebus who brought in all these neocon advisors to saddle Trump with, and I think Trump needs to really think about getting away from them. Trump needs to talk to some real military experts about the feasibility of continuing the war agenda, of whether we could actually win or if we're going to face a major, major loss.
Yeah, it looks like Trump's basically handed off the foreign policy, or was forced to do that. And the carrot was he got to keep some of the domestic front in return, because his presidency seems quite fragmented in terms of the policies of what's going to make America great again. It's a pretty simple formula, and it's a proven formula. And he's kind of all over the place with a lot of these things. My first red flag was keeping a lot of these Obama sycophants in his administration. That was my first big red flag.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't do something about this election process that you mentioned, the CIA trying to get their dirty hands on our elections, he's done, and we're done. And if we're going to keep America great again, we need to get back to some paper ballots and, local elections. I haven't heard a peep about that.
Yeah, it is amazing. And even though Trump created this Vaccine Safety Commission with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. On top of it, we're not hearing about that either. Now, that is probably more the corporate media trying to protect their vaccine advertisers. And as far as the election fraud issue, the TV networks and major newspapers are dirty in this whole thing. They're all part of that voters' news service, and they absolutely do not want an investigation into what's going on because they're part of the problem. In fact, there was another article one of the members posted at whatreallyhappened.com in which a big issue with what's wrong with this country today is we have a corporate media that actually sees themselves as more important than the government itself. And above the law, on top of everything else. Way too many people with God complexes running around this this nation.
Yeah, I think the only power that we have is the power of our pockets and where we spend our money. Just to boil it down, I mean, I personally don't buy prescription medicines. Even the only thing I'll ever take is like for a headache, maybe. But really, I don't follow any of this hay fever stuff or... I mean, I don't trust anything now, and I'm trying to eat better. I'm going to the farmers markets that, fortunately, we're kind of in a nice area where there's a lot of produce and vegetables being grown that are organic. But I mean, the fast food's poison, and I've been guilty of eating it, the soda pops, all of the stuff that we're putting in our bodies, it's just one more thing that they've got control over us, and we know they're putting horrible things in our food. So where we spend our money, and it sounds silly to say it as I'm saying it, but if we stop buying this plastic crap from China and go down to the Goodwill store, I mean, I love finding a nice shirt on the rack for $3 that I can wear out and look like $1 million, and I got it from the Salvation Army. I'm not ashamed of that, and I make over $100,000 a year as an elevator guy. I mean, I'm tired of all this plastic garbage that they're shoving down our throats, lead toys for our children, tainted dog food. I mean, we're under attack from every possible angle.
Yeah, we're being plundered and pillaged. And again, one of the coffee mugs we sell at the online store is the last act of any government is to loot the nation. And we seem to be in that phase right now. And you're right about Goodwill. And Claire and I will go to the Goodwill or Salvation Army, and we'll buy things there because it's not only less expensive, it's actually helping these organizations do some good out there. So, I'm not ashamed to say I shop at these places.
Hey, Mike, that reminds me, like, how the whole fashion thing goes. They plan a year in advance of what colors are trendy and things. It's another form of programming and to get it into our pockets. I actually turned the TV volume down on the commercial.
Can I put you on hold? Can I put you on hold?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. We're talking with Brendan in San Francisco. And Brendan, you are about to start a new topic.
Mike, did you get a chance to see that video I sent about the aquaponics a store there on Oahu in your backyard? Did you watch that?
No, actually, I'm not even sure I spotted it. I'll go back and look for it. But yeah, there's a lot of aquaponics and that kind of stuff going on here in the islands. What's really amazing is that the ancient Hawaiians were really expert at farming and harvesting from the sea. And if you look at all of the islands in Google Earth, you will see the remains of these fish ponds that were very cleverly set up. They're these stone rings that reach into the ocean. Some of them are quite large. And at the far end, there are these wooden grates that are with the spacing of the slats allow small fish to swim on in, and they swim, and they eat, and they grow, and they grow to a point where they can't get back out. And over time, you'll build up this huge population of fish in these fish ponds that are just there to be grabbed and thrown on the fire for dinner. And so there are these stone terraces that are up against the mountains that would actually catch the rainwater running off, because when you're on lava, the water tends to run off very quickly. And the ancient Hawaiians built these terraces filled with soil that would trap the water, and they would plant there. And a lot of people don't know about this stuff. And a couple of years ago, I wanted to try and sell an idea for a TV show called The Hawaii Less Traveled or or the America less traveled, looking at these things that the tourists normally are not shown because you can't really sell a ticket for it. Because when Claire and I lived on the Windward side in Kaneohe, we discovered these stone terraces just a quarter mile from where we lived, hidden in the jungle. And it had been a park at one point because we saw the rusted signs, but it had just been allowed to corrode and go away and grow over. And we went on in, and just all these stone terraces going up the side of the hill, and it's amazing. And I wish people knew more and more about that. So there is that tradition of really living and working with the sea around here.
Right. I had the pleasure of living on the Big Island and on Oahu, and one of the things that shocked me was I was working on a guy's house putting in a dumbwaiter, and I looked on the ground, and there was an avocado as big as a football that had just fallen off the tree and crashed to the ground and split open, and I couldn't believe it was an avocado that big, and I just wanted to reach into it and scoop out a handful and eat it. But on the aquaponics thing, I want to encourage the listeners, go and look and research, because it's a closed-loop system where you grow food using the nutrients from the waste of the fish, and they're using the tilapia fish. And so if you like to eat fish, you've got your fish, and then the nutrients goes to the plant, whatever you choose to grow, and you can expand it over time. So for a small investment, you've got your fish that are feeding your plants in a circle, and the water doesn't really evaporate over time. It's a pretty self-sufficient thing, and for a small investment, you've got fish and you've got veggies, and it's expandable. And I've been doing a lot of research, and that's where my next step is going to be personally, is to try to get that type of system going, because I've got a cabin up in the hills, and I want to be a little more self-sufficient.
But what do you feed the fish?
So what happens is there is a fish food product.
So it isn't a closed system. You do have to put something in from the outside. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on another commercial break, so I'm going to let you go here, but I will go back and look at that. But again, there are efficient ways of farming naturally, organically, going back and looking in history. It can be done. We don't really need these big, giant, corporate, chemical-laden farms. They're just trying to sell you that idea because if they can get you dependent on their products and unable to grow your own food, then that's just more money for them. That's what it is. It's enforced dependency on the corporations, and enforced dependency is just another form of slavery. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go right here, and I'm checking my email. When we get on back, apparently they're talking about a new Marshall Plan for Africa. It's like the dawn of a new age of colonialism. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. We're going to take one more phone call here. Carolyn in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, hi there. Well, you ought to give a disclaimer when your show begins that the listeners might not be able to handle it while they're driving. But anyway...
Well, yeah.
Okay. My question for you is, and this concerns, the phones that you just have to touch the screen to operate, and it concerns, I guess, the lottery machines that you just have to touch the screen, the ATMs, really anything that you just have to touch the screen on to operate, and some voting machines are like that, too. Be honest with me, are fingerprints collected when that happens?
No, but you could pick up a couple of nasty viruses or germs, which is, I think, the reason they sell all those little portable hand sanitizers and everything.
Okay, so it really it's not used as a, because, I mean, there's probably a built-in camera there, too, so it's really not used for fingerprint collection?
Well, unless it's supposed to be looking at your fingerprint like the fingerprint lock on the iPhone, obviously that has images of your fingerprints.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, you've probably noticed this very bizarre situation where all these terrorist groups keep changing their names. We went through ISIS, ISIL, IS, and it turns out there is a reason for it, and it has to do with rebranding. And Claire just pointed me at this story. It's originally from Moon over Alabama. I linked to the version that's on Blacklisted News. And apparently the United States now has a new definition of terrorism. This is coming from Max Abrams. And the new definition is of terrorism, non-state actors who use violence against civilians for a political goal and haven't been supported by the U.S. That last part is the new part. In other words, if they're non-state actors using violence against civilians for a political goal and they're being supported by the U.S., well, then obviously they're not terrorist groups. So the gist of this whole article is that some of these groups like Al-Qaeda are changing their name, and the State Department is saying, well, they're no longer on the list of terrorist groups, therefore we can give them supplies. It's a bit of a double shuffle. These are the same people. They're carrying out the same actions. But what they're trying to get away from is Americans who are asking, we've been told ISIS and Al-Qaeda are our enemies, why are you giving them all these guns and missiles and the rest of it? And so now they're saying, well, this isn't ISIS and Al-Qaeda anymore. It's the, let me look at this, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham is the new name for Al-Qaeda. And they're not on any U.S. or Canadian terrorist list. Therefore, Canada and the United States government will give them bombs and bullets to act as non-state actors committing violence on behalf of the United States. I mean, the propaganda is just getting into la-la land here. Down in Venezuela, things are getting very, very intense there. Apparently, Venezuela's government is literally blocking Caracas main access road, trying to keep the angry people from coming on in and tearing down that government. And unfortunately, it looks like Venezuela has fallen victim to another color revolution. We know the U.S. government has been carrying out economic war against Venezuela going all the way back to Hugo Chavez, who dared sell the oil for currencies other than the dollar, sold it to China for the yuan, and who then spent that money on the Venezuelan people. And boy, we can't have somebody doing that. It sets a bad example for all the people in all these other countries. Now let's get into immigration here, and this shows you just how tyrannical the world in general is becoming. And you're not going to believe this, but this is really happening. Over in Hamburg, Germany, authorities have started confiscating residential units in the Hamm district. And what they're doing is they're grabbing these things and they're renting them to tenants chosen by the city, meaning the refugees. And the owners have no say about it whatsoever. And government inspectors are looking at these residential units, and they're saying if there are any repairs or renovations that the government deems are necessary, the owners of the property will be forced to pay for it. And they're considering similar expropriation measures in Berlin, or they did. Up there, it was deemed unconstitutional. And Germans are now asking, is the government going to now limit the maximum amount of living space you can have? Are they going to force people with larger apartments to share them with the refugees? There's a housing shortage. And the housing shortage is caused by the open border policy. And the refugees did not bring the wealth with them to build homes for themselves. So now the government is saying, well, we're just going to take housing, building away from other people. if I were in Germany right now, I'd be seriously considering a revolt. And that's where they're all pushing us. This push for a one-world government is creating a political climate leading to a global revolution. And what's really amazing here is this housing shortage. Apparently, Germany has a record 54 billion euro budget surplus. But they're not going to spend any on housing for the refugees. They're just going to take housing away from the German people. And on top of that, despite this record 54 billion euro surplus, Angela Merkel is rejecting tax cuts. Amazing. Now, over in Brussels, Jean-Claude Juncker is out there saying plans for a grand army of the Republic of Europe will happen. There's going to be an EU army, and they're already talking about this army giving Brussels a unique position to provide worldwide security. In other words, the new Europe, all merged together, which was also the plan of the Nazis, by the way, is now going to power project. They're going to go on out and meddle with the rest of the world. Now, because of things like this, the rise of the EU army, the decline of the United States, over at Blacklisted News, they have an article saying, major developments strongly suggest the end of the unipolar world order. Now, when the Soviet Union collapsed, everybody started talking about it was a unipolar world centered on the United States of America, the last great superpower, based on its nuclear arsenal and not a whole heck of a lot of anything else. And with Moon Jae-in's victory in South Korea, the U.S. is going to be very hard-pressed to justify attacking North Korea just on its own. South Korea's security was the big talking point. We have to attack North Korea to protect South Korea. South Korea are the good guys. We were on their side. We may actually see a resumption of talks between North Korea, China, South Korea, even Japan, to calm that whole part of the world down, which is not what the United States wants. If all these other countries around the world start taking steps to remove from the United States any excuse for invasion, it's all going to start falling apart. Of course, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to be invaded. Saddam gave up his weapons of mass destruction. The U.S. still invaded. Assad gave up his chemical weapons. The U.S. is still trying to find a way to invade. We know who the aggressor is in this new world war. It's not a pleasant thought to realize that we're the bad guys, but we're the bad guys. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is calling for cultural self-preservation of Europe from what he describes as the impure globalist agenda. Putin understands that part of the globalists' goal is to destroy our sense of identity, our sense of our own culture, our own history, where we come from, who we've been, where we are. And he says you should protect that. It is part of your identity. It's part of your heritage. You shouldn't just throw it away, to be politically correct here. Meanwhile, Hungary continues to defy Brussels in terms of enforcing its own border, which Brussels is saying you will pay for it by putting up a border. And Hungary has unveiled their new electrified border wall. It comes with watchtowers and guards with machine guns. So support for this refugee flood is definitely, definitely falling apart here. Interesting little story. Apparently out in Los Angeles County, the liberals are moaning and wringing their hands over the fact that fears of deportation under the new immigration policies of Donald Trump are causing some immigrants to not apply for the EBT program. Well, they're not supposed to be on the EBT program if they're not legal citizens. But to the open borders, immigration people, that shouldn't matter. Just come across the border, we'll give you free stuff. It's the free stuff that has exacerbated the illegal immigrant problem. Because the popular view south of the border is that if you can get across that border, the U.S. will welcome you in. They'll give you all kinds of free stuff. And especially looking at the conditions in Mexico from their prolonged war between the drug cartels and the government and the economic declines in Central America, that's a very attractive thing. Go to the U.S. They're incredibly rich. They'll give you all kinds of free stuff. No, we aren't incredibly rich anymore. We have a few very rich people. But the majority of Americans are like that gentleman who called in earlier in the show, living in their cars. Tucker Carlson is out there saying that Mexico is now complaining about the illegal immigrants crossing Mexico from Central America to get to the United States. Apparently, they're having their rape crisis down there, and apparently some of these Central Americans are not shy about relieving themselves in the middle of the street. Don't even take the time to try and find a restroom. Just drop the trouser, leave a little brown pile, and go on. Story coming out of the Express in Great Britain, to nobody's surprise, a new report by Newswatch confirms the BBC was strongly biased against Brexit in the run-up to the referendum. And Newswatch went back and looked at Radio 4, their flagship morning news program, and said, in effect, they were actively campaigning against the Brexit. Now, the BBC is supported by the British people. They're not supposed to have a political bias, but they did, and they still do. And the EU is still trying to find a way to derail this, but they're fighting a losing battle. As of the last poll, basically a year after the vote on Brexit, support for Remain has plunged to just 22%. If they were to have a new referendum today, Brexit would win by an even wider margin, which is why they've stopped talking about a new Brexit referendum. Okay, out in California, and I swear there must be something in the water. Not too long ago, there was a bill. It was part of this whole gun-free zone idea. And the act was Senate Bill 707, which barred firearms on school grounds, but made exceptions for anyone granted permission by the local superintendents. In other words, if you're a teacher and you're in a school and you're in a violent area and you have a concealed weapon permit, your superintendent could allow you to carry that gun in the classroom so that if anybody shot at you, you could shoot back. And apparently not too many superintendents did that. In fact, hardly any. But despite that, California Assemblyman Kevin McCarty is pushing a new bill that would take away school administrators' power to allow teachers to be armed in classrooms for self-defense. They want to turn those classrooms into a shooting gallery. Amazing here. PC is getting just really weird out there. Big stink over in London. And this is being reported by the BBC. Apparently, Highgate School is going along with this idea that gender is fluid. And apparently, the kids are falling for the propaganda, and they're starting to say, I'm questioning my gender. Well, you know, take a look down the trousers. I'm questioning my gender. And so now the school is saying that boys may choose to wear skirts. And everybody's in an uproar. I have a solution. Just call them kilts. But again, this idea of gender fluidity, and Bill, the not really science guy, is out there pushing it on his program. It's another way of destroying your sense of identity, your sense of who you are, your sense of self, to make it easier to control you. It's brainwashing. They're literally brainwashing our kids to not know who they are, not know what restroom they're supposed to go into. It is insane. Now, we have been talking about the high degree of drug corruption within our government, many other governments on Earth, and it appears it may be a problem down in Australia as well. Story coming out of the Daily Telegraph's Australian Bureau, noting that major drug dealers, we're not talking about the guy on the street with a few little bags, we're talking the major drug dealers with caught with millions of dollars of drugs, they're getting very, very soft jail sentences, maybe 4.5 years in time, even though the penalty, the crimes they've committed carry penalties of life in prison. But they're letting the major dealers out. Coming down hard on the end users, but the major dealers, somehow, they seem to get on out. Wow. All right, well, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, we're going to be talking more about computers heading into our third hour. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call on in and share some opinions. And we will be back after these words from our advertisers. Here we go.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but And I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm looking at a story from Reason.com. Basically saying the reason that we're all dealing with all this cybercrime is the government does have its priorities backwards. It spends nine times as much money figuring out how to break into your computers than it does on how to protect them. Something to keep in mind. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
See, sir, I just have a question. This whole illegal immigration issue, when did that start exactly, and what book do you recommend on this issue?
Well, I cannot recommend a book. I mean, there's always been an illegal immigration problem for any nation trying to secure its borders. But it really was allowed to get out of control, leading into this whole New World Order situation, and the shoving of refugees all over the planet. But Eisenhower was actually able to shut down the border between the U.S. and Mexico. He called it Operation Wetback, of course, which would be denounced by the PC people today. And he did it with only one-tenth the immigration enforcement officers that we have here today. So it is possible to do it, and it's possible to do it. Again, cut off the financial incentive to come here. But unfortunately, for various political agendas, they want illegal immigrants coming here. A lot of people, a lot of businesses like to have people who are willing to work for very low money under the table. You go over to any home renovation center and in the morning, and you'll see a bunch of people standing out there just looking for some work. Some guy in the truck drives up and says, can you help me put in a bathtub? And the guys go, see, and they're off and running. And that's a big part of the problem.
Okay, so Cecil, my question is, when do you think, during your time, when did you start realizing this immigration problem coming in from Mexico, in the 1970s, early 80s, or before and after?
Well, like I said, it's been a problem all along, and I was really aware of it back in, the mid-1970s, because there was a big strain on California's welfare budget from the illegals who were coming on in and immediately signing up for welfare and then cranking out babies as fast as they could because each new baby meant more money every month. And it was an out-of-control situation then, but it's a lot worse today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, we're coming up here on our station identification. We'll be coming back with hour number three, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call on in. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.